Week 7 of the Suburban Maroon football season took place tonight as Hastings traveled to Bloomington Stadium up in Bloomington, Minnesota to take on the Jefferson Jaguars. Hastings comes out with a 38-7 win, a very convincing win, playing very well. Hastings got the ball to start, got a first down, couldn't convert anything, and they punted the ball to Jefferson, who made a nice 7-play, 71-yard drive for a touchdown. Aiden Margaret got the touchdown on a 2-yard run. Swanson made the kick, and that made it 7-0. They were aided by 5 penalties, 4 in a row by Hastings to get them down the field for that score. Hastings got the ball back from the 37. They marched 8 plays, 58 yards. At 11:17 in the second quarter, John Bezicek ran it in from the 7. Billion made the kick, and that made it 7-0. Jefferson got the ball back. They had the punt snapped over his head from the 40 down to the 11, and we recovered it there. And 3 plays, 11 yards at 7:13 of the second quarter. Axel Arnold runs it in from the 1. Billion makes the kick, and that makes it 14, and that was it, because we would go on and score 6 times in a row and stifle the Bloomington-Jefferson Jaguars. We got the ball back again at the 47-yard line, and we marched 3 plays, 47 yards, and at 3:26 of the second quarter, Bezicek ran a real nice round the end on a reverse, 32 yards. Fillion made the kick, and that makes it 21-7 at that time, but we weren't done. We got the ball back on an interception in the end zone by John Bezicek. What a half he had. 2 touchdowns and an interception. Brought it out to the 20, and we marched down the field, 12 plays, 80 yards, and Reese Fillion kicked a beautiful 23-yard field goal with 3 seconds to go in the second half, and Hastings was up 24-7. In the second half, they got the ball. We came out, and we held them on downs, got the ball back, and in the third quarter, Hastings gets a ball on a blocked punt. It was blocked by Freiermuth. Kennedy caught it, and he got it down to the 3-yard line. From there, we went 3 yards on 2 plays, and it was Brandon Freiermuth getting it in from the 1. Fillion made the kicks, and that made the score at that time 31-7. And then we get the ball back again in the third quarter. We get it on the 14-yard line after they went pass in the end zone, and we got the ball back. And on 3 plays, 86 yards at 4:15 of the third period, Brandon Freiermuth runs it in from 87. He burst right up the middle, and he split the defense, and they couldn't catch him. Fillion made the kick, and that made it 38-7. And that was it. We held him on downs the rest of the time. We came in at the end, and we tried a 45-yard field goal by Fillion, and it was a good kick, and it did not miss by much. He got his foot into it, didn't get blocked, and it just missed. So that's his first miss on a field goal this year, but it was a good try. And so Hastings wins the game 38-7 over Bloomington Jefferson. That means they'll probably get the number 2 seed in the section, which means we get a bye and a home game. So we won't play next Tuesday after MEA. We'll play that Saturday, and we'll get a home game against a team that wins on Tuesday. Also, remember, next week we play on Wednesday. It's the MEA Wednesday game. We'll be playing Creighton Dereham Hall at Hastings at 7 o'clock. We want to take on Creighton and see if we can't give them a good beating. It would be very nice. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock. Make sure you show up. It'll be a nice night for football on the 20th of October. And Nick will be there. I'll be there. Manny will be there. Jerry will be there. We'll all be there on KDWA Radio Free Hastings to bring you your Hastings Raiders. Other than that, the total yardage for Jefferson was approximately 200. For Hastings, it was 380. We had 20 first downs. They had 10. Hastings wins 38-7. They take on Creighton next week on Wednesday for MEA.